Hello, welcome to 21st Century Moses Podcast. My name is Sammy Zhu, your host.
Hello everyone, I apologize for not uploading video last week. I moved to a new place. As you can see, this background is a new place, and then this background is not a fake background, this is a real one. So thank you so much for your patience. And moving is not easy because when you move, especially when you are downsizing, you have to get rid of lots of things, giving away things and selling things. And so I spent a lot of time, my wife and I spent a lot of time in doing all of these things. Finally, we moved into a new place, and now today is my first day recording this video in the new place. So thank you so much for your support, and thank you again for your patience. And we're going to start a brand new series in this new place. It's called the Navigating the Gospel. We just finished Navigating Future series, going through the book of Revelation. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you have been blessed by the book of Revelation. And then Navigating Gospel is the follow-up series. Now the gospel, when it comes to gospel is the most important message. I mean, the whole Bible is about the gospel, and the whole gospel is about who Jesus is. It's about Jesus, what he has done. So this is so amazing and so important, the portion, the message that we have to go through, we have to know. Now, the question is, which book would be the best one to talk about the gospel? Of course, the book of Romans comes up in my mind first, and then, you know, Ephesians and all those great books. But also, as a follow-up of book of Revelation, which was written by John, I was thinking probably book of John would be a good follow-up, because book of John is written by John as well. But also he gives a kind of similar perspective in terms of knowing Jesus, because he was with Jesus the 3 years with Jesus as his disciple. But also unlike the book of Revelation, book of John gives a more intimate touch of who Jesus was, because John was describing who Jesus was, truly was, in his personal personal way, but also theologically it's in line with all other 65 books in the whole Bible. So I think Book of John would be a great book to study about who Jesus is. So let me ask you a question. Who is Jesus? I mean, this is an obvious question. You might have all kinds of answers to that question. But if you're a Christian, you might have studied about him. You might have praised him. If today is Sunday, then probably you already praised Jesus this morning in your church. But who is real Jesus to you? Now, if you're not a Christian, then you might think that Jesus is just a man, or he is more than a man. He is a prophet. He is a great miracle worker, or you have no idea who Jesus is. That is fine, because today, for the next few weeks, we're going to delve into who Jesus is. So stay tuned, because this is going to be a very, very important series. And also, this can change your life, because Jesus changed my life, and Jesus can change anyone's life, because he is God, and we're going to learn about that today even deeper. So let's go to John chapter 1. We're going to look at John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. So let's dive in. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Amen. Now, there are three things I want to draw from this passage. The first one is Jesus is God. Second one is Jesus is Creator. Third one is we're nothing without Jesus. So let's go one by one. First one is Jesus is God. This phrase, in the beginning. Now, this reminds me of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the very first verse in the whole Bible. It says, in the beginning. And what does it say? God created the world. God created the world. Now, it shows that God is the one who created all things, and the world was created by him. World did not exist by itself. It did not just happen by random choice, but it was made. It was created by the designer. The supreme designer is God. In the beginning God created the world. But today's verse, John chapter 1, verse 1, the very first verse in the whole book of John, it starts with the same thing, in the beginning, but it continues in a slightly different way. It says, in the beginning was the Word. So if you put them together with Genesis 1:1, we can see that in the beginning, God created the world, but the Word was with God who was creating the world. Now, well, what is this Word? Is this the written Word? Does it mean that Bible, the book, existed even from the beginning? What does it really mean? Now, John chapter 1, verse 14 says, the Word became flesh, and the flesh dwelt among us. Now we can see, that's Jesus who incarnated, because he became human and he dwelt. He lived with us. So the Word is Jesus. And then it says, the Word was with God. Okay, so the Word Jesus was with God. God, in the beginning, when God created the world, Jesus was right there. But now, what follows? Okay, fasten your seatbelt, because this is very, very important truth that all of us need to know. Because it says, the Word was God. What does that really mean? Because it starts with the Word, and we know that the Word is Jesus, but the final part, later part of this verse, it says the Word was God. Word was God. That means Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Wow, let's pause here just a little bit, because this is a so profound truth, fundamental truth. Because it is truth, Satan, the father of a lie, as in John chapter 8, verse 44, he wants to twist this verse and deceive people. And so many people have been deceived by Satan about this, because Jehovah's Witness does not believe Jesus as God. Muslim does not believe Jesus as God, for sure, because they think Jesus is just a prophet. And he is not son of God. He is not God. That's what Muslims say. However, the Bible clearly says that Jesus is God. That means Jesus is deity. Some people might say that Jesus was not a fully God. He was just a partially God. Sometimes when he's a good mood, he is God, but not in a good mood. In a not good mood, he would be a human being. No, that is not true, because Jesus was fully God. As we can see here, it does not say that Jesus was 70% God, but it said Jesus was God. At the same time, in the same passage, again, as I mentioned in verse 14, the Word became flesh, dwelt among us. That means Jesus, who is God, became human flesh, and he lived with us temporarily on the earth, so that we see that Jesus became fully human as well, because he got hungry, he slept, and he wept. So we can see that Jesus's humanity, but here in today's passage, it shows that Jesus is full deity, that Jesus is God, and Jesus is human. Now, in John chapter 4, Jesus calls himself I Am. Now, if you remember what I Am, where I Am appeared, it appeared in Exodus 3, verses 11 through 14. That's the first encounter between God and, well, the Moses' first encounter of God. And Moses was asking question, God, how should I call you? What is your name? And then God said, I am who I am. That means he exists by himself, and he makes things exist. He is the ultimate creator. He is the source of life and everything. Yeah, as in 1 Corinthians 8:6, everything comes from him, everything through him, everything for him. That God is the source of all life. God is everything. So God, that is who God is. But Jesus also calls himself I Am. That means Jesus is the who I am, who I am. Jesus is God. It shows the full deity of Christ Jesus. And also, we can see in the following verse. Let's go back to today's passage again. In verse 2, it says, he was in the beginning with God. So this is like a summary of the verse 1. But in the beginning, some people might say Jesus was partially here on the earth. Jesus had a beginning and the end. That means Jesus has the birthday and Jesus has the death day, just like everybody else. But that is not the case, because he was in the beginning with God. I mean, think about famous person or prophet, as Muslims may say, the Elijah or Jeremiah. Those were the mighty prophets, or King David, and we can see the lots of heroes in the Bible. But the thing is, they have a birth date, and they also have a death date. Even though they were mighty, but they were just a human being like us. But it says, today's verse says, in the beginning, not on the birthday, in the beginning he was with God. So that means Jesus was the beginning of all things. And as we learned from 2 weeks ago in Revelation chapter 22, Jesus is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He transcends the time. He is eternal God. He was there even before your birthday. He is there even after your death date. I mean, Jesus was on the earth temporarily for sure, because he was here about 2,000 years ago, and he was living here pretty short, about 33 years. That's it. However, before he was born, he was there, because it says in the beginning was he was with God. And also it says Jesus died because he took our sins, your sins and my sins, and he suffered for our the penalty. He paid the penalty for our sins. And he died on the cross, but that was not the end, because God raised him from the dead. So Jesus was risen from the dead, but also he was ascended into heaven. So he is with God the Father. So that it means that Jesus was from the beginning, but Jesus was in the beginning, but also Jesus will be forever. So he is Alpha and Omega, surely. So he transcends time. He is not limited by time. He is beyond the time. He is above all things. So that we need to know who Jesus truly is. Jesus is not just a prophet. He is more than a prophet. He is not just a human being. He was a human being to take our sins, who represent us, but he is God, fully God himself, 100%. God, in the beginning, you know, in the book of Genesis, it talks about the creation account. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, all of them, God in three persons was there together. Now, some people say, I'm a polytheist, so I believe Jesus is God. Wow. However, that person might say, you know, I believe the stone is God, the moon is God, and my refrigerator is God, so everything is God, and it's not a problem for me to believe Jesus as God. You know, that is not true. Jesus is not just another God. Jesus is God of all things. All other things, again, have expiration date. Stone will disappear. Even your refrigerator will disappear at some time. But God never disappears. True God, Jesus is the true God, God of all things. And we need to believe on this truth. But the second point is this. Jesus is the Creator. So let's look at today's passage together. In verse 3, it says, all things came into being through him. All things. It doesn't say some things came into being through Jesus, but it says all things. That means you and me are included here. So all of us are here through Jesus. Again, 1 Corinthians 8 through 6, we are from him and we are through him. Through him. That means Jesus is the source of life, but also he is the means of life, that he is the protector, he is the provider, he gives everything that we need. Without him, we are nothing, because it says, apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. So Jesus is the Creator. A lot of people say Jesus is the Savior. Yes, of course, Jesus died on the cross to take our sins. Without Jesus, no one can be saved. But also, Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. As we learn that Jesus is God, of course, he is the Lord of Lords. But at the same time, we also need to know that Jesus is the Creator. Jesus created the world, so that that means that we are also created through him. Through by him. Without him, we are nothing. So that leads to the third point, which means we are nothing without him. So let's look at today's verse again. It says, apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. What does that mean? Nothing. Nothing came to being. Nothing exists apart from Jesus. Without Jesus, we cannot even breathe. We cannot even live. We are fragile people, and there's no way for us to get away from Jesus, no way that we can live by ourselves without Jesus. So he is the source of life. In John chapter 1, verse 4, the following verse of today's passage, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all men." Life and light, these are the two basic, most fundamental elements that all creation need to survive, to live. Light and life. But it says Jesus is the life, Jesus is the light, so that we need him. In John chapter 4, verse 10, the woman at the well, Jesus said, I will give you the living water. So he is the source of life, that he gives us the living water so that we will never thirst. And John chapter 6 also says, Jesus is the manna from heaven so that we can live not only physically, but also spiritually forever. So that we need Jesus to survive. We need Jesus to be provided. We need Jesus to be sustained. He is our creator, and we are nothing without Jesus. We are so depending on him. But not just the physical life, but spiritual life, eternal life. Without him, we will never have the eternal life. Of course, yeah, if you are outside of Jesus, then you will have eternal life, but different kind of eternal life, eternal suffering, which is the suffering in hell. But with Jesus, through Jesus, only by Jesus, we will have this eternal life. Because John 3:16, famous verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If you believe on Jesus Christ, then you will have eternal life, abundant life. So we need Jesus. Without Jesus, we are nothing. That means, that shows the desperate need for Jesus for all humanity. So today's passage really shows us the fundamental, very profound truth about who Jesus is, but what that also means to us. So how should we live? First of all, you need to believe on Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus. Because in John chapter 1, verse 12, to those who believed on him, those who received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. Jesus is the one who gives the right to become children of God, so that by believing in Jesus, you will have the right. You will become God's own children. So that is amazing, amazing grace. But the problem is, there is darkness, because John chapter 1, verse 5, the light shine in the darkness, shine into the world, but the world did not understand him, because people were in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend. And John chapter 1, verse 10 also says, he came into the world that he created, but the world did not know him. And the following verse, verse 11, it says, Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. So we see that certain darkness, utter darkness and spiritual blindness, so that people cannot see who he is, and the people cannot believe or receive him as he is. But there are people whose eyes are open so that they would believe on Jesus Christ. So this must be you and me as well, that our eyes to be open so that we can truly believe on Jesus Christ, so that we will have eternal life. Apart from Jesus Christ, again, you are nothing, I am nothing. We cannot live any inch, and we cannot live forever in heaven. So we need Jesus, and we need to believe on him. And the second, as you believe in Christ Jesus Christ, enjoy his glory. Because John really talks about amazing, amazing grace of God, amazing glory of God as well. Because in John chapter 1, verse 14, John and other disciples were very close to Jesus, and then they lived with Jesus in person, but they saw the glory of Jesus, and then they explained this way, that the Word became flesh, and the flesh dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, full of grace and truth. It doesn't say just partially, but full of grace and truth, that Jesus is full of grace. And also chapter 16, we have received his fullness. His fullness, the grace upon grace. The grace has been emphasized two times. It really shows the abundant grace, the fullness of grace in Christ Jesus. John chapter 1:18, it says, no one has seen God. Of course not, because Isaiah 59 verse 2, it shows that sin separated us from God. So no one can see God. However, Jesus Christ, the begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. God Jesus is full of God's glory, full of God's grace. Of course, he is the only one who can fully explain who true God is. So that I really want us to fix our eyes and gaze our eyes upon Christ Jesus so that we can truly see his glory, we can truly enjoy his glory as well, because his glory is above all things. His glory is above all the human glory that you can have. Even if you live in a luxurious house and glorious neighborhood and you have a wonderful cars and wonderful resume, however, compared to the glory of Jesus, those are nothing but trash. So the more you look at Jesus, the more you enjoy Jesus, the glory of Jesus, all the other things would look as secondary. So do not depend on all the other things. Depend on Jesus Christ, who is the ultimately glory. And this is my prayer as we go through the book of John, we will truly know, and not just to know, but we will just truly enjoy the glory of God, the wonder of God, so that we cannot contain it to ourselves, but we will be able to share this glory, share this grace, amazing, amazing glory of God with everybody that we know of, that we meet, so that they can also know who Jesus is. So let's continue with this journey together, navigating gospel. Gospel is all about Jesus Christ and what he has done, so that knowing him, knowing what he has done, will fully enjoy the grace and glory of God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy that you have fully disclosed through Jesus Christ, your Son, who is God. Father, we thank you for this time. I pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to lead and guide us and also guard our hearts so that we'll not be deceived by Satan as we study this, and then we'll not be deceived by him about Jesus. Father, please guard our hearts so that our hearts would be completely open to you, and then our hearts would be filled by you, Lord. So fill us and lead us and guide us as we do this journey together. We thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray it. Amen.